Today we celebrate the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the temple, as to be contrasted with the presentation of our Lord in the temple when he was a child. Our Lady was, tradition tells us, she was presented by her parents, Joachim and Anne, at the age of 3 years old in the temple to spend the rest of her life, as far as she knew, in the temple. 3 years old, Our Lady went to consecrate herself in a public way to this kind of religious life, how they led the virgins in the temple at that time before the coming of Christ. She must have been the youngest ever. And, you know, we think of religious life today, you can't enter religious community, you can't become a novice until you're 18 years old. And, you know, earlier days in the church, you could enter at younger ages. And in some religious communities were trying to recruit people at early ages, and so that was causing some problems with families, et cetera, as you can understand. So the church made the rule, set a limit. You had to enter at 18 years old, or as a novice anyway. Could still enter minor seminaries at an earlier age, but then, of course, there's always freedom to go back home. And so Our Lady is setting this example for religious life, for consecration to religious life. She's a model of every kind of way of life, the model of every virtue, the model of this kind of consecration. And she really consecrated herself to God from the first moment of her Immaculate Conception, the first moment of her existence. God gave her that superabundance of grace, of use of reason, even in the womb of her mother, to make acts of love for God from the very first moment of her life. She gave herself totally to God in virginity, and her life, her whole being gave herself totally to God. And so this is a public manifestation of what she already had done from the first moments of her life. And she certainly was her intention to stay in the temple for all of her life, just to give herself totally and completely to God in every possible way, mind, heart, soul, and body, life, just to love God with all her heart, soul, and strength, to her entire being. This is what she wanted, to give herself to God in this public way, in the only way you can in this life, by giving yourself to God in the temple, the holiest place, as we do in religious life. We want to give ourselves totally to God, and how it's the most profound way of doing that is in religious life, where you consecrate yourself by the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, your things, your body, and your material possessions, your will, your entire will, everything that you can think of to give to God, to love God as much as you can, to grow in love for God in the best possible way, and to enter into this school, a school of virtue, school of the love of God, in religious life. And she did that in the temple, and they certainly would have tried to teach her. She could have taught them. But she certainly did learn more and more in the temple, even though she had that fullness of grace. She was far beyond all the angels and saints, let alone the priests and human beings who were in the temple to train her, and yet she, in her humility, was all ears and was all will to do what the priests and her teachers would have told her in the temple. So she was there to give herself totally to God, to grow in love for God to that exponential way, heights that she could have risen more and more in the temple in those 14 years. And then she was in the school of the Son of God for another 15 years with Jesus in Nazareth. Imagine that, just continuing to grow in the love of God her fullness of grace growing more and more. And this model that she's setting for the church, even those days they didn't have the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, but she is the model of all of those for the church for the end of the ages, even though they didn't even have that yet. So that she was, this is, God had given her so many graces to be the mother of the church, the model of the church in every virtue and every way of life. And so we see in her this total commitment of herself, and how we want to take away that model of total commitment of ourselves and what we do for God and what we do for society and our brothers and sisters, this total commitment of ourselves, giving our heart totally to what we do. And this day and age in our culture today, this total commitment has been so terribly deteriorated, as we see in marriages broken, as, you know, when people are tempted to do things, they just fall away. Religious life, so many religious leaving their vocations, their vows. We've lost this total idea, total commitment of ourselves, giving our hearts totally to death, to die for God, to die for the vows we have made to Him, to die for our brothers and sisters in family life and in marriage. And this is what we need to have back in our society, in our days, in our family life, this total giving of ourselves. And we can imagine how much things would be better, how employees would be better for their employers and their work, and families would be better, and religious life would be better, and religious priesthood would be better, how we can transform society if people had this mentality of total commitment, total giving of oneself. And Our Lady certainly has set this example of total self-giving of herself in the best way she could possibly imagine, giving herself in the temple of her, you know, that's what her Immaculate Conception was, a total giving of herself to our Lord, her heart, soul, and strength. So this is, I think, what we can take away today, how we should immerse ourselves more in our commitments and of our vows, of our plan for the rest of our life, to give ourselves totally to what we do, what we have promised that we would do, what we have said we would do, what we have given ourselves in our work, in our relationships, and everything in this life, and doing it for God, doing it entirely for our Lord. And that sort of gives us the strength to be able to do it, to know what God wants us to do, what we should be doing, because it can't be making up what we want to do. Whatever we commit ourselves to do, we do it because that's what we believe, what we have discerned is God's will for us. And once we know that, once we have discerned it, we have this reasonable knowledge, understanding that this is what we are supposed to do, then we commit ourselves totally to what we are doing with all our heart. And then we will do things well. We will do everything well. We will live a holy life. We'll live a life that is worth living, that we can dedicate ourselves to with all our heart and soul in the end for the love of God. So let us grow in love of God in our commitments, in our imitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her commitment to God for all of her life, not just in the temple, but to do God's will. She was committed to doing what God wanted, committed to loving God in His will. So when His will showed that she should be married and then become the mother of God, she was committed to all of those things that were God's will. So let us too commit ourselves to God's will as we discern it, as we are, as is revealed to us, or as we are told to in obedience and from God's representatives.